USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Basketball star Brittany Griner is back on American soil after she was freed from a Russian penal colony in exchange for convicted Russian arms dealer Victor Boot. She was quickly taken to a facility in Texas for a medical evaluation. It was a one-for-one prisoner exchange that left former Marine Paul Whelan in Russian custody, where he has been serving a sentence on espionage charges that the U.S. has called false. Regardless, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy criticized the deal to Fox News.
He left a Marine behind. It's made us weaker, it's made Putin stronger, and it's made Americans more vulnerable.
President Biden has said that they have not given up on securing Whelan's release. The Kremlin continuing to grind in eastern Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian forces have turned the city of Bakhmut into ruins. He adds the situation remains very difficult in several frontline cities in the Donetsk and Luhansk provinces of the Donbass. The latest in Putin's more than 9 months war centers on the four provinces that Putin illegally annexed in late September. A Tennessee man will spend at least 5 years in a federal prison for assaulting officers during the January 6th insurrection. 35-year-old Ronald Sandlin was also sentenced to 3 years of supervised release in order to pay $2,000 in restitution. A former Minneapolis police officer was sentenced in state court for his role in the death of George Floyd. Alexander Kung pleaded guilty in October to aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter. He appeared via video from a federal prison in Ohio as he received his 3.5-year sentence from the state. Kung knelt on Floyd's back while Derek Chauvin kneeled on Floyd's neck. Kevin DeLeon, the Los Angeles City Councilman under fire for a racist conversation he had with other members, tried to resume attending meetings after 2.5 months, but his presence in the chambers Friday prompted protests among attendees and a walkout by some of his colleagues. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Health officials from sea to shining sea are urging people to get their COVID booster shots, especially if you are among the more vulnerable Americans.
The White House is urging older Americans to get their bivalent COVID-19 shots now in order to be protected in time for the holiday season. First Lady Jill Biden during a press conference.
This updated vaccine offers the best protection for you and your family against the version of the virus we're facing today.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is leaving his post as director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease at the end of the year, said the new booster shot that became available in September is the best way for people to protect themselves. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Soccer journalist Grant Wall is being remembered as someone who not only covered the game's big stories, but for helping to popularize the sport in the U.S. Wall wrote for Sports Illustrated for more than 2 decades before starting his own website. He was covering his 8th World Cup, attending a match between Argentina and the Netherlands, when he fell back in his seat in the reporter section of Lucille Stadium. Wall was just 48 years old when he died. Also being remembered, retired Air Force Colonel Joseph Keitinger, whose 1960 parachute jump stood as a world record for more than 50 years. He died Friday in Florida at the age of 94. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found that... Also, I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.